The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office and Othram Labs have identified remains found on Houda Beach 33 years ago. HCSO's missing persons and cold homicide investigator, Mike Fridley, said a bone washed ashore in 1991, but was unable to be identified until now.
On February of 1991, the sheriff's office got a call of found human remains at Houda Point, which is near the city of Trinidad. Deputies responded and were able to search the area and recovered a human mandible. In that case, is set in our holding cell basically since then. Fast forward to 2022, we partnered with a company called Othram Labs, a private company out of Texas. And they do forensic DNA testing. Basically, they extract DNA from the remains that you recovered, and then they run it through ancestry sites like 23andMe and GEDmatch. And so we were able to take the DNA from the mandible, send it to them, and they end up sending us a report of family members from the genealogy. And it came back with, this is possibly the Milton Pellegrini, and it said that he had a brother named Paul that was still alive. I was able to contact Paul and get some DNA from him. And then we send that to Department of Justice, California Department of Justice, and they compared it to the DNA from the mandible, and it was a match showing that this was indeed some recovered remain from Milton Pellegrini, who died in 1987.
The decedent, Milton Pellegrini Jr., was long suspected to have perished at sea in 1987 during the capsizing of the 70-foot fishing vessel Midnight Sun as it attempted to enter Humboldt Bay.
In December of 1987, the 70-foot commercial fishing vessel Midnight Sun capsized while trying to enter Humboldt Bay during a storm. The skipper of the vessel survived. One of his crew members drowned and body was recovered quickly, and two other crew members, including Milton Leon Pellegrini Jr., went missing and have never been found.
Though believed to have perished in the capsizing event, Fridley stated the identification of the remains found still brought a sense of relief to Pellegrini's family.
It does. I've heard that from this family, that they were really happy with the sheriff's office, you know, continue to look at these cases and try to figure out, you know, what happened to their loved one. They know on this one, but you know, that the remains were recovered and that we were able to confirm that. So they were happy about that.
In other recently solved cases using Othram technology, family members were left wondering where their loved ones were and just what had happened to them.
Yeah, some of them have been cases where family members just, you know, flat didn't know what happened to their loved one. And this might not be the best outcome, but at least they know what happened to them.
Fridley shared, other than the first set of remains selected to undergo genealogical DNA testing by Othram, the rest of the remains have been selected at random.
This is the coroner's office sends the remains to Othram, and then they pull the DNA out of them if DOJ hasn't done it already, and then we go from there. The one that kind of got bumped to the front was a girl named Carrie Ann Cummings, who ended up being a victim of Wayne Adam Ford, the serial killer. That's the one where he turned himself into the sheriff's office. That was a big case because we recovered her body, but we were never able to identify her. So that was one of the cases that got pushed to the front.
Cold case work can be frustrating, as time is often a hindrance to solving cases. Yet, with groundbreaking Othram technology, Fridley is finding himself clearing cases that had seemed hopeless before.
It's a game changer. I mean, look at, we've had these remains in our locker for, you know, 30, 40 years, and you can finally identify who this is. I had one where the family just came and recovered the remains and took them home and going to bury them with the family. So that's our goal. Once we identify the remains, we don't need to keep it anymore. We'd love to get it back to the family, and that's what they did on this.
Not all cases are as easy to solve, as a 2001 case is proving. HCSO uses the genealogical data provided by Othram Labs to locate potential relatives of the decedent and obtain DNA to positively confirm the identification. However, even equipped with the Othram data, Fridley is finding it difficult to locate relatives to confirm an identification in this particular case.
I've got one I just can't. There was a body that was recovered in 2001, and I'm just having a hard time finding family members. There's adoptions and stuff involved in it, and it kind of takes you off on a tangent. We did a facial reconstruction and everything. We went to the media and never got anything. But the body was recovered from the Klamath River in 2001. We had an anthropologist do a clay reconstruction, did press releases and all kinds of stuff, and this person's still unidentified.
For more information on Humboldt County's unsolved cases, visit humboldtgov.org/2772/unsolved-cases. For KMUN News, I'm Lisa Music.